Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. One of the basic struggles in our hearts is the struggle between scarcity and abundance. It goes on all the time. Each of us has times when we think, there's not going to be enough. I don't have enough time, enough energy. I need to protect myself. I need to stay away from certain people because they'll use up all my energy. And then our resources, how we use our money. Abundance, though, abundance is the spiritual quality of being open to God and realizing initially that life itself is a gift. And living out of a sense of abundance means living out of a sense of how gifted we are to have the gift of this day, to have the opportunity to gather in this place, to turn our attention to God, and to look for God's Spirit to infuse our lives with meaning and purpose. So that struggle between scarcity and abundance goes on all the time. And the challenge for us as spiritual people seeking to deepen our relationship with God is to expand that sense of abundance, that sense of giftedness, that we are God's people and we have this wonderful gift of life today, tomorrow, the gift of parents, the gift of children, the gift of meaningful work. What are the things that you give thanks for this Thanksgiving? One of the ways I like to think about this struggle between abundance and scarcity, something that helps me focus on the abundance, is what I would call the grace, gratitude, and generosity circle. And the way these values feed each other and move me away from worrying about scarcity and keep me focused on ways that I can create more grace for others. So grace begins with that sense of gift, that God is present, working in all things for good. And we have those moments when we're paying attention and we realize in just amazing ways how special individual people are in our lives, or something in our neighborhoods or in work. It just, we're overcome by it. Or we happen to be in the right place at the right time for something special to happen. A moment of grace. What happens in that moment of grace is our heart becomes full of gratitude. We appreciate the gift. And we lift our hearts, we open ourselves in a new way to receive that. And then we move from that sense of gratitude, that sense of being blessed, to generosity, to sharing the abundance, to sharing the gifts, to sharing life, all the things that we've been given with other people. One of the things about the circle, grace, gratitude, generosity, is that when we are generous, when we live for others, when we reach out, when we touch people who may be struggling or are in all kinds of different circumstances in their life, when we do that, we create more grace. We create grace in the lives of other people. We share God's love, and it makes a difference. So one of the most important things we can do as spiritual people seeking to know God is to discover those ways that we can promote that sense of abundance. There are ways that we can certainly do that, disciplines in our lives. When we begin prayer, personal prayer, time, quiet time, it's to begin considering the things that we give thanks for. That prayer starts with that sense of thanksgiving, that sense of we have a gift. And to show up on a regular basis to offer our prayers and praises to God, to give thanks for the many gifts we have, is a special opportunity for each of us. In our prayer lives, then we can move to some of the harder things. But it works better if we begin with that sense of thanksgiving, perhaps moving on to praising God for his glory and his wonder, and then moving to the harder things like confession and the struggles that we have, that we need God's help and the power of God's Spirit to help forgive us, make life better, show us the path forward when we seem to be lost. But if we can focus and show up around that sense of thanksgiving, it's so important. And then in that spirit of prayer, the silence of our hearts, to consider what are the things, to take an inventory of our lives, our relationships, the responsibilities that we have, the people in our lives, both the people that bring blessing and the people that bring challenge to our lives. Considering those things, it's important just to reflect and let God's Spirit work with us. When we create those spaces, we're paying attention to things that really are of ultimate importance. It's hard to do in this world because we live with so many different demands, so many things that we feel we have to do. And the way we communicate and the expectations that are laid on us from so many quarters, it's hard to find that space where we can pay attention. But it's essential for our spiritual well-beings. We need to continue to develop the Spirit, God's spiritual presence in our lives so that we can cope with all those other things that take our energy, that make demands, that keep us out of kilter in a variety of ways. So showing up for prayer on a regular basis, having that kind of discipline is important. In the prayer place, paying attention to what's important now. Where do we need to go? And then, of course, out of that, the importance of action. The importance of using our gifts and talents to bring blessing and encouragement and a sense of abundance to other people. That's the leaning in part. And so as we live out of a sense of abundance, out of a sense of giftedness, we give and give. And ultimately, the model has to do with Jesus giving his life away. That's the model of giving, being generous, even to the point of sacrifice. He who would save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. That's the great paradox, that as we lean in, as we give our lives away, as we reach out to other people, we discover the deeper places of meaning. We discover ways that God is present in our lives where we had never imagined it before. And when we engage in those practices, this whole struggle in our hearts that goes on all the time between scarcity and abundance, we discover that we can push the scarcity away. We can live more on the side of abundance. So this Thanksgiving, as you gather, not only in this place, but with family and friends, may you reflect on God's gifts in your life. May you also be aware of the things in our world where your presence is needed to bring that grace to other people. May you discover those places where you can lean in and make a difference. And so we gather in this place to offer our prayers and praises to God, especially our sense of thanksgiving for all that God has done for us. And in doing that, we live out of that sense of blessing and make life brighter and better for others.